John 16, verse 8. When the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. The Holy Spirit will work and He will convict people that are apart from Christ, that they are headed towards an eternal judgment by God. And the reason they will be convicted about their judgment is that they will see the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus. They'll see the gospel as the judgment over Satan. Consider Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. He, Jesus, disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in the cross. So what Jesus is saying in John chapter 16 is that the Holy Spirit will convict people by showing them that since the ruler of this world was judged, so too will they be judged because of their sin. In verses 12 through 15, we see that the Holy Spirit will operate as the next in line of the Trinity while indwelling believers. So just like Jesus heard and spoke the Father's message, so too will the Spirit hear and speak Jesus's message. The Holy Spirit's work and His role is to be the ongoing work of Jesus. Well, what does this have to do with the disciples' mission? That's a great question, but here's an even better one for you to think about. How will the Holy Spirit speak the message? How will the Holy Spirit convict of sin and righteousness and judgment? He will do it through the disciples proclaiming the gospel. The Holy Spirit doesn't come and do this through some magical voodoo trick. He does it by means of the gospel being proclaimed through God's people. Are you on mission with that? Today when you pray, please pray for Michael Poirier and his family, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Matango Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.